This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar, on this day in 1970, Jefferson Airplane singer Marty Balin was arrested for possession of marijuana and contributing to the delinquency of minors in Bloomington, Minnesota. Marty Balin's hotel room was raided by police at 5:30 in the morning, and they found Marty Balin and friends with several girls aged 12 to 17 in the room. He was sentenced to 1 year of hard labor and a $100 fine. He appealed and ended up paying only a $100 fine. That is injustice. Now, it was 1970, and I know things were a little different back then, but that's not justice. I mean, what were they doing with 12 to 17-year-olds in their room at 5:30 in the morning? And you see, these celebrities get off with these crimes. I mean, they do. If this would have been anybody else, they would have been thrown in jail. And they should have been thrown. Marty Balin and maybe even his friends should have, I mean, they should have been thrown in jail. Yeah, his friends, too. 12 to 17-year-old girls in the room at 5:30 in the morning, and he's busted for marijuana. And he ends up paying a $100 fine. That is not justice, and that should have been a lot different. Hey, let me remind you that this is the last day to enter to go see Shaboozey in concert. It's a whole experience. The show is Great American Roadshow in concert at the Fillmore in New Orleans, Thursday, October the 2nd. Winning is so easy. Go to our website, wwl.com/contest with an S. wwl.com/contest with an S. And you've got a chance to win a pair of tickets. So don't miss out on this epic musical journey with country music star Shaboozey, courtesy of Live Nation and WWL. All right, I don't know if I'm going to get to any of these comments from the Scoot on the Air Facebook page and Instagram account, but here was the last video that I posted. Did the liberal media know for sure, about President Biden's mental condition during the campaign and hid it from the American people? Before you answer, how did you know for sure? And another comment is another post is about the young girl who was shot, who has now been declared brain dead. And then there's also a post about I posted a video about the 9-year-old girl, and then my conversation with Freddie King. So anyway, all of that and more on Scoot on the Air, Facebook and Instagram. And if you haven't joined us, I hope you will. The president of the United States is saying that because Taylor Swift criticized him, she's no longer hot. I mean, not in terms of looks, but she's just no longer hot. She's not in the news anymore. Well, could it be that she was on tour for a couple of years and the tour ended, and that maybe she's not in the news because after tours, a lot of artists take breaks? So, I mean, that was just a really phony attempt to try to stroke his ego. Yeah, now that she talked negative about me, she's no longer hot. Well, she ended a long tour that had gone on for a couple of years. All right, here are The 8 subtle traits of people that have low IQs. We'll start with number 8. Let me go back here. All right. Number 8. They're self-centered. Self-centered. People who are self-centered. Now, not just alone self-centered. I mean, there are other traits as well. But one of the traits of having a low IQ is being self-centered. And I want you to think about all the people that these traits may apply to. Number 7, they lack empathy. People with a low IQ lack empathy. Number 6, they have a hard time thinking in hypothetical terms. Number 5, they don't change their minds very often. Number 4, they see the world in black and white. Well, this describes a lot of people that make posts on my Facebook page and Instagram account, that's for sure. Number 3, they don't know what they don't know. Like all of you who are saying, yeah, we knew Biden was, we had dementia, we knew Biden had all these problems. You didn't know. You heard it. But you heard it from the media. And this is the other thing. If the media was hiding it, how do you know? You're not in Washington, D.C. You're not following Biden around. You don't know. You were told. So it was in the media. Now, the liberal media talked about it as well. But, you know, we didn't know for sure. And I don't consider myself part of the liberal media, but I'm part of the media. All right. The number 2 subtle trait of a low IQ, they struggle to adapt to new situations. Yeah, that is so true. Like, new situations like a same-sex marriage is legal. Marriage is this. Marriage is this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
They can't adjust to new situations. And number one, I wasn't expecting that. The number one subtle trait of people with a low IQ, they're not very curious. Yeah, they don't care about like going beyond what they're told. They don't care about going beyond what they hear. They just stick with that one thing. And when it comes to this show, the idea that, you know, you never talk about Biden, you never say anything negative, not true. You're not very curious. You don't listen beyond just, you know, one thing that you hear. And if I'm honest about the president of the United States and that's negative, that's not a lie. And a lot of people think that I lie, and I don't lie. I've never told a lie on this show. And if I have said something that was incorrect, it wasn't a lie, because a lie is something that you purposely say to deceive people or to hide something. And if I say something that's not true, I immediately correct it. So, it's fascinating because, you know, when this comes up, I have openly asked the entire audience to call in or text in a lie that I've told. I've done this on Facebook as well. Tell me a lie that I've told. Nobody can come up with anything. It's because I don't lie. And what these people are saying is that when I say something they disagree with, they think that's a lie. Well, it's not. It's just something that they disagree with.
All right.
All right,
so,
Coleman. Did any one of these strike you?
Yeah. So, based on what I know about myself,
yeah.
Out of the eight, I think I'm guilty of two.
Okay.
Two out of the eight. So I guess that's
you're in
20%.
Good shape. You're in good shape then.
So,
all right, which two?
Eight. I gotta get like. I am sort of self-centered a little bit. I can be very confident, and it may come across as being egotistical or megalomaniacal every now and then. Because, you know, I am very confident about the things I'm very good at. And I am very boastful when I succeed sometimes.
Are you more so after a couple of Jack Daniels?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. And number three, I don't know what I don't know. Sometimes I'm guilty of not knowing things that I don't know. But how do I not know the things that I don't know if I don't know the things I'm supposed to know, if I'm not knowing that I'm not supposed to know those things that I don't know? So, yeah, eight and three are the two.
You better draw stick figures on that for me, because I just got really confused. Well, you know, it's okay. You know, when you know what you know. But when you have a certain amount of information, you have to think beyond the information and wonder if there's something else that you don't know. And a lot of people don't do that. And it's kind of a shame. But, you know, as I read these eight subtle traits of people with a low IQ, we know people, you know, people listening, you and I know, we know people who are like this. And we know people that have these traits, some family members and some friends and some people that you might hear on the radio. All right, when we come back, a quick review of what Bruce Springsteen said as he began his European tour, and then the President of the United States' response, which was really, really vicious. We'll talk about that when we come back. Yeah, I don't know if it's fair to say that Bruce Springsteen is not a talented guy and that he's dumb as a rock. See, this is the kind of criticism that just loses me. When you make these kind of criticisms, I think you lose credibility because it sounds like you're just saying anything you want to say. Yeah, he's dumb as a rock. He's not even talented. You don't have to like Bruce Springsteen or his music. But it's really challenging to accept the idea that he's dumb as a rock and not talented. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.